From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Commerce Department says China has been dumping solar panels on the U.S. market at artificially low prices. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Obama administration is preparing to crack down with stiff import tariffs.
The Commerce Department issued a preliminary ruling that calls for tariffs of at least 31% on Chinese solar cells. That's considerably higher than most analysts were expecting. The Commerce Department also found critical circumstances, which means if the ruling is finalized, the tariffs could be applied retroactively. U.S. solar manufacturers have complained about unfair competition from China. Smaller tariffs were ordered earlier this year to combat illegal subsidies. Domestic solar companies say the ruling gives American manufacturers a fighting chance in the solar market, but they argue it shouldn't discourage the growth of solar power. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A new Justice Department study reports nearly 10% of prison inmates experience sexual violence in state facilities. Justices say more than 200,000 former prisoners say they've been abused by guards or fellow inmates. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the White House is taking new steps to crack down on the problem.
The report from the Bureau of Justice Statistics says gay and bisexual prisoners report the most abuse, and more than one-third of the time, their pleas went unheeded by authorities. The study emerged on the same day Justice released new rules that would force prisons to take better steps to prevent sexual violence. Those rules come 9 years after a bipartisan Congress passed the Prison Rape Elimination Act. President Obama says the law will apply to immigration detention centers, ending a big fight over whether Homeland Security officials had to follow the same rules as everyone else. Carrie Johnson, NPR News.
Republican presidential contender Mitt Romney today said his campaign is about the future, while he said President Obama is focusing on what he called character assassination. Speaking in Jacksonville, Florida, Romney commenting after his supporters abandoned a potential $10 million ad strategy that would have highlighted President Obama's ties to a controversial former pastor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Romney said that effort would have been a wrong course for the campaign to pursue, saying he would prefer his allies focus on jobs and the economy. The U.S. has a full ambassador to Myanmar, also known as Burma, for the first time in more than two decades, the White House tapping its current special envoy for the region, Derek Mitchell. The announcement came ahead of a meeting between Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Myanmar's visiting foreign minister. Clinton saying it's a sign relations between the countries are improving.
This is a historic visit, the first in decades. And it is a testament to how far we have come together in a short period of time.
If confirmed by the Senate, Mitchell will be the first U.S. ambassador to Myanmar since 1990. Stocks took another major hit today. All the major indexes down more than 1%. The latest decline, the 11th drop in 12 days amid continued worries about Greece. The Dow fell 156 points. You're listening to NPR. Computer maker Hewlett-Packard is expected to carry out major job cuts. According to published reports, citing those with knowledge of the company's plans, it's expected HP will cut between 25 and 30,000 jobs. HP has declined comment on the reports. Last year, the Palo Alto-based company had nearly 350,000 workers. HP has seen dwindling demand for its PCs as more people connected to the Internet on smartphones and tablets. The queen of disco has died. Donna Summer, a wife, mother, and grandmother, and five-time Grammy-winning artist, passed away today from cancer in Florida. That's according to a family statement. She was 63 years old. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
In the world of pop music in the 1970s, Donna Summer was the complete package. A powerful, sexy voice, songwriting skills, and she was gorgeous. Donna Summer had numerous hits in the 1970s. She was trained as a gospel singer and spent time singing backup for Three Dog Night. But her glamour and her music embodied the disco dance era and even foreshadowed today's techno craze. Donna Summer was living in Englewood, Florida before she died. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Authorities have now confirmed Mary Kennedy, the estranged wife of Robert Kennedy Jr., died as a result of asphyxiation due to hanging. County Medical Examiner in Bedford, New York, issuing the initial cause of death today. Mary Kennedy was 52 years old. She had been struggling with drug and alcohol problems in recent years. Robert Kennedy Jr. had filed for divorce in 2010. Architect known for philanthropic work, she was married to Kennedy Jr. in 1994. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.